Move further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Dr. David Bard from the First United Methodist Church in Duluth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. God of all peoples, intricate weaver of the web of life, seeker of justice and pursuer of peace, here we are in this state which those who came before us called L'Étoile du Nord, the Star of the North. It is an audacious statement, O God, yet you call we human beings to the high calling of moral grandeur and spiritual audacity, to use the wise words of Abraham Joshua Heschel. You cause us to do justice and nurture kindness. You call us to pursue peace and seek freedom. You call us to create beauty and tend the earth wisely. You call us to recognize our sister and our brother in everyone we meet, and to see in each person something of your image. You call us to live with a certain humility and with compassion. May we today in this deliberative body hear your call again. Grant us determination, courage, and imagination to respond to your call. May our work this day help our state shine more brightly with the light of justice, shine more brightly with the light of freedom, shine more brightly with the light of compassion. With moral grandeur and spiritual audacity, today let us pursue our calling to be L'Étoile du Nord. Amen.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. And Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the notary's public be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file, herewith returned. Senate file number 1952, a bill for an act relating to state government, ratifying labor agreements and compensation plans. Signed, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 655, 2091, and 2385, signed Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Senator Metzen.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File Number 2027.
So noted. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03 and the Rule 21.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda with the exception of 2027, and those printed on the addendum will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction, first reading of Senate bills. These bills on the introduction agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions that will be accepted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Carlson.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2267 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and referred to the Committee on Finance. I am the author of the bill, and I have discussed it with both chairs.
Could you just give us a sentence about the bill?
What it is it's to provide primarily federal compliance with the spend down requirements for seniors.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move that Senate File Number 2522 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Hoffman, is this your bill?
Madam President, this is my bill.
And have you spoken to both chairs?
Madam President, I have.
And would you give us a sentence about the bill?
It's about veterans housing and long-term care provisions and modifications, looking at new residential facility moratorium exemptions, specifically the Veterans Housing Survey grants appropriation.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dietzick.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1614 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and referred to state and local government.
This is your bill?
Yes, it's my bill, and I have talked to the committee chairs.
And give us a sentence about the bill.
It's a labor peace agreement.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2372 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
This is my bill, and it was supposed to go to Finance.
Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Johnson.
Madam Chair and members, I move that House File 2665 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate File 2311.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2181 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, given a second reading and placed on general orders. This is my bill. I'm the author of the bill. It has to do with notification done by hospitals for people involved in a sexual assault.
And you've spoken to the finance chair?
That's correct.
Right. On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate File 2181 will be given its second reading. That's it. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills to be made special orders for immediate consideration. And members, there's only one, and it's on your desk. On your desk, it's number 32 on special orders, Senate File 1737.
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This bill is asking for health insurance for a corrections employee that served 30 years in the Department of Corrections, was an investigator, was breaking up a gang fight, was assaulted, hit over the head by a gang member, and became unconscious and fell on his head on the bars of the cell. He had a severe brain injury. He had a steel plate put in his head. He is now totally and permanently disabled and unable to go back to the work that he loves. his health insurance. He exhausted all of his vacation, sick leave, everything else to become try to get better, of course, and is now unable to work, as I said. His health insurance costs went from $183 a month to $1,600 a month because for corrections employees, we don't cover their health care if they become totally and permanently disabled. We do cover the health care for state troopers. Firefighters are covered if they become injured on the job for health care, and so are police officers. But corrections employees who work with dangerous people every day are not covered. The criteria to be designated as totally and permanently disabled is a very high bar. What this bill does is give health insurance coverage, employer cost, employee cost, to people that are totally and permanently disabled and are working in corrections. Mr. Campa is here today with his wife, and when we passed this bill out of state and local government, they were so pleased, but his wife said to me, now we can keep our house. We should never have a situation where we have somebody that puts their lives in danger every day to protect our state, and they end up having to struggle to keep their house if they become totally and permanently disabled on the job. So this bill would cover any employee that gets totally and permanently disabled. There are only two in the last 15 years that would have qualified under this criteria right now. But from here on out, if there is somebody that becomes totally and permanently disabled, they would get their health care coverage. There is no additional cost to this. The Department of Corrections said that they could absorb the cost. So please support this bill. Senator Housley's constituent, and she's worked with me on this bill, and we appreciate your support. Thank you.
Is there any discussion? Senator Housley.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to thank Senator Goodwin for all of her hard work on this bill and recognize the campus up in the gallery. It's one of those good common sense bills that I was honored to be a part of. And again, I want to thank Senator Goodwin. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? Are there any amendments? Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will give Senate File 1737 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1737, a bill for an act relating to state government, requiring continued employer insurance contributions for certain former state employees.
Any more discussion? The Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1737. All members having voted that desire to vote. Have all members voted that desire to vote? All right. The Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Now, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Saxhog.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm sure that many of you have recognized the red buffalo plaid roaming the building today. Once again, it is Bemidji Day on the Hill. People from the community will be around visiting with many of you. They have a reception at 4:30 today at the Kelly Inn. I hope you can join them and hear more about the exciting things happening in Bemidji, Minnesota, USA. Thank you.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Chamberlain, Fischbach, Latz, and Westrom. Are there any more announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a reminder to the members of the Republican caucus, we're going to have a brief caucus meeting in the retiring room before committees get going. I think it shouldn't be more than about 15 minutes. And I want to thank the majority for the consideration extended to our caucus to allow us to meet there briefly. With the construction and other things going around in the Capitol, it's hard to maybe make that work, but I appreciate the consideration, and we would be brief, but I would ask all of our members to please attend. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, March 27th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.